Hello, John. This is Roger Lang. Purpose of this audio is to go over your hair analysis, your latest one. This is dated the 23rd of April of 2015. Good news. You have climbed up out of the four lows. There are two ways to come out of a four low. You can come out as a fast oxidizer, which is called backing out of four lows, which means you'll be right back into four lows. You climbed out. You came out as a slow oxidizer. You can look on your hair analysis lab report, and you can see where the calcium and the magnesium columns, see how they're above the ideals, those gray dashed lines in the middle of the blue shaded area. They are, both of these came out. This is on the slow oxidizer side, so this is called climbing out of four lows. So very good. Congratulations. It's been a long haul seeing you, process out of this. So the body works on things according to its priority. It's important that you follow the program recommendations the body chooses when to do things. And for whatever reason, it held you in a four-low pattern, all these mini hair analysis until this one. But you can rejoice, and it's going to make some major changes on your program recommendations as far as the supplements. You'll see everything that's underlined on your recommended supplement program sheet is a change from your previous program. Make sure you get rid of all the previous recommended supplement program sheets. One more thing while we're here too, in the folder that I'm sending you all this, it contains all this. It also contains a new updated retest form. Please delete out all other retest form information forms that you have on your computer. Get rid of them and use the one that I've sent to you in this zip folder with this program. Larry updated it, and it is that version of the retest form that he wants people to use from now on. So on your lab report, obviously, you can see where your calcium increased from 15 all the way up to 62. Nice improvement. Magnesium increased 2 all the way up to 10. Nice improvement. Your sodium increased from 3 up to 10. That's a nice improvement. It's heading the right direction. And then your potassium climbed from 4 up to 5. This is now out of the sympathetic dominant pattern that you've had on your previous hair analysis. So there's not a main sympathetic pattern on your hair analysis at this time. In fact, there's not even any additional sympathetic patterns that we add. That increases a sympathetic dominant pattern or main one. So these are really positive changes. Now these first four, they all went upwards, and that's called a 4X coming alive, waking up pattern. So another positive pattern. This is a relatively new pattern that Larry interprets. You can have a 1X, 2X, 3X, or 4X coming alive. All of yours were upward without any of them. In fact, if one had gone down, it wouldn't even be a coming alive pattern. You can have three that come up and one that stays the same, or two that come up and two that stay the same, or you can have one that comes up, three stay the same. Those would all be coming alive patterns. But if one of them was to go the opposite direction, it wouldn't even be a coming alive pattern at all. So to have a 4X is rather significant. It can also mean that you may be becoming more aware of your symptoms, because coming up, waking up or coming alive can also mean that your awareness can be increased. It is a positive pattern, however, and it'll give you an opportunity to deal with things as the body reveals them. And mainly the thing to do is just keep following the program, keep doing the coffee enemas, keep doing the saunas, keep taking the supplements, keep eating the 6 to 9 and preferably close to 9 cups of cooked vegetables, making sure those vegetables are according to the choices on the eating plan. Those are all important factors in your program. So you've got a 4X coming alive pattern. You're a slow oxidizer. You were a slow oxidizer before. However, overall, your oxidation rate actually sped up some, and therefore it is an improvement, closer to balanced oxidation than your previous hair analysis. So nice. Again, I've already talked about the climb down of four lows, talked about being out of the sympathetic dominance. You had a 6x total sympathetic dominant on your last hair analysis. Your pore eliminators improved. You were 5 pore eliminators last time, with 2 of them being in the very pore range. Those are the columns where you see the asterisks underneath them. And in the previous test box, I placed what they were before. You can count 5 of them that have asterisks on those previous test box. And you can only see 3, which is your iron, which stayed the same. It didn't change, 0.9 to 0.9 on both of these. Your cadmium, which increased, it's coming up. That's an improvement. It's heading for a dump if that keeps going upwards. And then your nickel, which is also a pore eliminator, but it came up out of a very pore on your previous hair analysis. Same thing with the cadmium. Both of those came up out of a very pore from your previous hair analysis. And that's what it means, is that the body, again, coming alive, waking up, also could be getting ready to dump a lot more toxic metals off and toxic chemicals. So that's an important thing to understand, because when you go through retracings this time, please do not get upset and worried about it and run off to a doctor and have that doctor put you on some kind of prescription medication which adds more toxins. Just understand that retracings are part of the program. We may have to change your program on the fly. That's okay. Just email me. Something really gets to the point to where you can't tolerate the retracing, and then Larry and I can consult together and see if there's a change he would like to make to your program. Because there can be temporary changes that may be able to lighten the retracing. But it's really time to play it wise, not add a bunch of toxins in on top of the body when the body's actually doing some really great work here. That is an important understanding in natural health. You learn to work with the wisdom of the body rather than against it. Symptoms are not the enemy. Symptoms are the language of the body that it is doing something. And it's not taking something to change the symptoms. It's actually learning to do things in harmony with the body so that the body can get rid of what the symptoms are connected to. Covering up a symptom is a Band-Aid. And a Band-Aid is not a cure. A cure is where there is a deeper level where the wound is actually healed completely. And the same thing applies to toxic metals and toxins and mineral imbalances as well. So those are important concepts to understand. Now on your burnouts decreased also, 7 down to 5. And the 2 decrease of burnouts has to do with the fact that you're out of 4 low. That's the main change of where your burnouts changed. You also decreased a burnout from your pore eliminators. You gained one back with your NAK dropping from 3 down to 2. So with the sodium and the potassium increasing, the ratio actually went to the low side. Not as positive. That's not a real positive change, actually. It's adds a burnout. However, again, don't worry about it. Learn to rest your adrenals. You talk about being on holiday, which is really what we call vacation time. You found that to be helpful. It's important to be able to do that on a day-to-day basis, even while you're at home, and not to overwork. And what I mean by that, everybody has to make a living. You don't have to over-exercise. Vigorous exercise is not recommended. You do not have to sit and worry about things. You can actually let some things go. You don't have to take on extra projects that have been on the back burner for a long time. Leave them on the back burner. Conserve your energy for those types of things. Don't over-socialize, because that's an energy consumer. Don't under-socialize, because that can be a stressor too for people. But don't over-socialize. Anytime you can avoid, having to talk and do all kinds of other things, that's an important aspect of conserving energy. Use your time to do coffee enemas and saunas and, learning to have quiet downtime daily. These are all important parts that are very beneficial. Doing some foot reflexology on yourself. I'm actually sitting here with a ball on my floor, and I can do a foot reflexology treatment while I'm sitting here talking to you. And all it is, it's a ball that's about the size of a golf ball, a bunch of little knobs on it. It's called a foot rubs ball. You can get them at sports outlets. I'm not sure what it would cost to get one in to New Zealand. I buy these at REI sports outlets here in the U.S. You may not be able to get one. Just a golf ball would work quite well. And I'm sure there's probably golf balls in New Zealand. On your second four numbers there, this is your iron up to the copper, and the manganese up to the zinc. Obviously, you're dumping off some copper, dumping off some manganese. The body's getting rid of some toxic zinc. You know, that's a zinc that's really not a quality that the body can use. It tucked it away. It's dumping those. Now, that increases the double O ratio on the second floor, which is past trauma. It is actually an improvement, though, because what this means is that with you being out of a four low, your body's also processing some trauma that you experienced in the past. Now, it may be personal trauma in the distant past that you experienced, or it could be ancestral in terms of stuff that was, you know, experiences of traumas, how they were treated, whatever, that was tied up in their DNA. And that DNA was passed on to you. That information is still there. So it may be processing some injuries. And what I mean by injuries, emotional type injuries that your ancestors experienced. So it's really amazing how deep you know, the changes can come from following hair analysis program. So all your other improvements, when you look at your toxic metals, coming up means it's an improvement. It's still a poor eliminator, or it's not a significant change to where it can be considered dumping off, but it's heading for a dump. That's what coming up means. If it went down but it didn't go into a poor eliminator, we call that dumped off. If it's coming up and it's a significant amount, that's called dumping off. It was actually currently dumping. That would be like your lead. That would be like the aluminum, obviously the copper and the manganese fit into that category. The coming up would be the nickel, the cadmium. Those two were just coming up. They were heading for a dump. And then dumped off would be the mercury and the arsenic. Arsenic, sorry about the, you know, Larry has asked many, many times, asked the lab to change the calibration on arsenic so that you could actually see a bar graph show up with small changes. That is a significant change, though, from 0.02 down to 0.009. It's above a poor eliminator. That would be a pretty good shift. It's less than half right now than what it was before. 0.010 would have been half. So that is a huge shift in arsenic. Common sources of arsenic were our water sources, pesticides, you know, from past fruit eating or eating of fruits and vegetables that were non-organic and were raised commercially and usually have pesticides in them or on them. All right, John, chromium went up. You can look up at the top here, your chromium. So that went from 0.046 up to 0.059. That tells me that your blood glucose levels have been more stable in this past journey here. Not quite as many spikes and dips in the blood glucose levels. The body needs chromium in order to maintain blood glucose levels. And when the chromium decreases, it's because it's being used up and trying to maintain blood glucose levels. So this tells me that you did fairly well on the diet and probably not as much fight or flight as you have in the past, or not as long in the fight or flight, let's put it that way. Your selenium increased from 0.068 up to 0.076. That's an improvement in the liver trends. Liver needs selenium in order to detox. So that's good that the selenium goes up at the same time that the body's been dumping metals. So it says that there's some gain in the liver's efficiency to dump off toxic metals or process toxic metals out of the bloodstream that are being moved or mobilized. And then also conversion of thyroid hormone T4 into the free form of T3. The liver does that processing also, and it requires selenium for that change. So nice improvement. Your phosphorus increased from 13 up to 14. Says that the digestion of the proteins has improved. It also means building fire, because phosphorus is a fire mineral. There are a lot of enzymatic reactions throughout the body. I've heard it estimated 125 to 150 different enzymatic reactions where phosphorus is used by the body in order to carry on those particular processes. But the main connection that I teach people with this is that when phosphorus is decreased, it means that the breaking down of proteins into amino acids has been impaired. With it going up, it says there's been an improvement in that. So most likely the efficiency of the breakdown of proteins into individual amino acids has improved. Keep taking the GB3, you're not out of the woods yet for that, and you still need that digestive support. All right, John, on your recommended supplement program sheet, I've also, on the supplement descriptions, if you want to know what they're for, the lab's description there is included. I just have the ones that are actually on your hair analysis here. So you're going to start MegaPan at 222. This is because you're a regular slow oxidizer. You're in slow oxidation without any sympathetic dominant pattern. So the glandular we're recommending is Endodrin. Endodrin 111. You can do Endodrin up to 222. It'll give you more energy. However, if you get anxious, you need to do less. So it's 111 to begin with. You can do as much as 2 at each of your meals. The GB3 is still part of your program. Paramin, it's a reduction, right? Because the higher amount of paramin was for the four loaves correction. You can do up to 222 paramin, especially if you need to calm down at night. You could do 1-1 up to 114. No more than 6 a day, though, if you're going to do paramin above what's being recommended here. You're going to stop your zinc, and that's because your NAK flipped from the high side. It was above the 2.5 to 1 before at 3. To 1 on the ratio, on the NAK ratio, and now it is below that 2.5 to 1 ideal. It's at 2 to 1. So you need Limcomin. So start Limcomin at 111. Under the other recommendations, you're going to stop taurine, because taurine was for correction of 4 low. So you can put the lids on the taurine and on the zinc if you still have some, and put it away. Because you're probably going to need it again eventually. Do not throw it away. Have it on hand. And if your NAK should happen to flip over to the high side, then we'll have you stop the Limcomin and do some zinc for a while. And so it's good to have the zinc on hand as well. And then the taurine, you could go back into four lows at some time when it's part of a particular layer of compensation that your body has built up over the years. If a 4-low is part of that compensation, as you're spiraling back up through those compensations, a 4-low may be a part of your program again. And under that case, it is actually going to be positive. It's a retracing through it. It won't feel any better, most likely. However, it'll be called a factory rebuild. And that is actually positive. I'm really hoping that you don't have to go back into 4-low again, and that that's not part of it. So the taurine, there are some other reasons we can use taurine other than a 4-low. But that'll be for future things, references that may show up on your hair analysis. Trimethylglycine, TMG, still part of your program. The selenium and the renamide are recommended now, and that's because your mercury is still showing 0.063. We couldn't recommend selenium rhenamide before because you were in a 4-low. Now that you're out of a 4-low, we can actually recommend these two. Selenium, as you heard, you know, is connected to liver trends. Rhenamide is a kidney glandular to help support the kidneys. Specifically, the body mainly dumps mercury through the kidneys. And rhenamide is a kidney glandular to help support the kidneys during this process. L-lysine was for 4-low correction, so stop that one now. Again, any of that you have, put the lid on it tightly and tuck it away in a cool, dry place. Rest of your program is exactly the same as before. You're still slow oxidizer eating plan, saunas, still part of your program. You show that at 1, you may be able to get by with doing more saunas. You may be able to do the full amount, 2 sessions up to 60 minutes. Work up slowly, acclimate yourself over a period of time. Of course, coffee enema is still part of your program. You showed that as a 2, so you're kind of not doing those at full amount. You're doing Roy Masters meditation. Supplements, you showed it 4, lifestyle 3, drinking water 4, and the diet a 3. So you know there's some areas for improvement there in terms of following those aspects of your program. All right, John, congratulations on this change. It's encouraging to me also to see the changes that your body made here, getting you up out of that 4-low. Talk to you later, John.